Right now, I want to bring on a special guest. They are massively popular throughout the world. 44.5 million YouTube subscribers, which is just a few more than our new YouTube channel. They wrap up their Pound It Noggin tour tonight in Allen at the Allen Event Center. Joining us now is our buddy Tyler Tony from Dude Perfect. How you doing, Tyler?
What's up, boys? How we feeling?
Dude, we're feeling good. Super excited about tonight. I'm bringing the whole family out. We're going to see you guys wrap up the Pound It Noggin tour in Allen. So 21 shows, 20 different cities, I believe, all since July 11th. How does it feel to be concluding this bad boy in your own backyard?
I'll tell you what, it feels good to be back in Texas, that's for sure. So it's been an awesome experience for us, man. I mean, just the way that we do our things. I mean, we haven't really had a lot of chances to do, like, meet and greets with fans anywhere other than, like, here at home. I mean, we did the Frisco Rough Rider game, I guess, last year. So we've gotten to see a lot of our fans and stuff around Dallas and Fort Worth area. But for us, this has been, like, the first time that we've actually gotten to, you know, go out and meet a lot of our fans out west and up north and on the East Coast and everything. So it's been really eye-opening for us just to be able to get out there and see those fans and have a good time with them. So it's been a blast, man. It's been, you know, it takes its toll on you for sure, but the way that we scheduled it, we've been doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday shows, and then we get to come home and rest for a couple of days, which is nice. And I think it's you know, for being our first tour, I think it's gone just about as well as we could have hoped.
Okay, that's what I'm interested in, two aspects of this. One, what is a Dude Perfect live show like? And then number two, did you guys actually have to get into the whole world of scheduling trucks and doing all this crazy stuff that bands that go on tour do? I mean, what was that world like for you?
Yeah, so that was definitely different for us. And we've got, I believe, 5 18-wheeler trucks that travel with us and 3 or 4 different buses, including ours. So that was a whole new world for us, just because we'd never done anything like that before. So we hired a company that's kind of been in that space, and we had gone to a few of the shows that they'd put on and felt comfortable with them as a group, and they've done a wonderful job scheduling everything out. But just the things that you don't realize going into doing a tour, I mean, how far a bus driver can travel at night and, you know, cities being too far apart from each other and stuff. I mean, there's a lot that goes into figuring out where you're going to play and what venue sizes and all that. And I think we kind of tried to play it conservatively for the first tour, at least, just because honestly we had no idea what to expect. Obviously we've never done anything like this before, but I think the final numbers, we ended up selling out 20 out of 21 shows that we did were sold out shows, which is awesome. We were super stoked about that, and just the response on social has been even more positive than we could have ever imagined. And so, but I, like you said, I mean, I think that's a question a lot of people hear, like, Dude Perfect's going on tour. Like, what does that even look like? What does that mean? And I think it's hard for us to kind of even explain. But, you know, I think back in the day when everybody thought of us as the Trick Shot guys 10 years ago when we first started out, we've, you know, consciously tried to make an effort over the last 5-6 years to branch out from just that and started doing more of the battles and the stereotype videos, and then most recently the overtime show, which has been awesome for us. And it's crazy, during our VIP, like, meet and greets, we try and get feedback from a lot of the people that are there at the shows, and I would say like 80 to 85-90% of everybody's favorite series that we do now is overtime, which is awesome for us. Just because there's so much more longevity in a series like that than water bottle flip trick shots and throwing bombs off Cowboy Stadium and stuff, which is still fun every once in a while. But it's nice to see that our audience has kind of grown with us and that we've diversified into some other stuff. So, I mean, at the show, we've got a little bit of everything. We have a live battle during the show. We take a lot of the overtime concepts and bring them to life there on the stage with everybody. We let them vote on some cool, not cool items with us. We have a few trick shots in there, some water bottle flips, all the classic stuff, but it's been good, man. It's been a lot of fun.
We are talking to Tyler Tony of Dude Perfect tonight. They wrap up their massive 21 show, 20 city tour. That's just incredible. 20 sellouts out of 21. Was Fresno, I was looking on that, was Fresno the only one that didn't sell out?
Yeah. So that was a late show that we added, actually, because, Kobe was going to have to be gone, and so we had to do some rearranging of the schedule, so we added that one a little bit later. And so that was our fourth show in California. which I'm sure hurt us just a little bit. But, I mean, overall, it was still a great show, and the tour overall has been unbelievable. But, yeah, that was kind of a late addition. That was the only one that we didn't have sell out.
Okay, so we, you know, obviously we know you guys. You guys are fantastic. You're amazing human beings. And so people find out that we know you. And so we get overwhelmed with requests about Dude Perfect. Like, hey, my son's birthday party or this going on. I can't imagine what the demand is. And obviously you love having all the fans, and that's great. But I can't imagine what the demand is like, even from celebrities. Are you seeing celebrities come to these shows with their families and stuff as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's been a cool part of it for sure is, you know, all these people that we've worked with and even the ones that we haven't, but, you know, they reach out to us and come to the show. We had DeMarcus Ware come last night with his family, and he's obviously become a good friend after we filmed a few things with him. And, I mean, just a bunch of different guys. Andy Pettit and Chris Paul called Cody after we finished our Houston show. His family was there. And, I mean, it's just cool to kind of build these relationships with these guys after we, you know, film a video with them one time and stay in contact and kind of keep that going. And we were looking at the numbers this morning for how many tickets we'd sold for the live tour total. We were trying to go back and look at it, and it's been like 140,000 people have come to the to this first live tour. So that was mind blowing for us. I mean, we're so thankful that this first one went so well, and we really couldn't be more pleased with it.
This is Tyler from Dude Perfect. Tyler, so doing these videos with all these different athletes from all these different teams, has it changed any of your, I know you're always going to be an Aggie, but on the pro level, has it changed any of your rooting allegiances?
It's definitely been tough. I mean, you definitely film with some guys that you weren't necessarily cheering for their team before. Makes fantasy drafts and even real life a little bit tougher, cheering on different guys. We were playing golf with Ben Crenshaw last week down in Austin, so got a lot of Aggie Longhorn comments there. And I don't know, you just once you get to know some of these guys, it's hard to root against them. I mean, even guys like Odell and stuff, being Cowboys fans, obviously, I mean, you still want to root for the guy. And Drew Brees with the Saints, I mean, it's just if they're not playing the Cowboys, you know, you're rooting those guys on. And once you get to know like how great guys these people are, it's, like I said, it's hard to root against them.
Well, man, speaking of good guys, you guys are exactly the same. We're super proud to know you guys and so proud of your success. And we can't let you go without giving us some advice. You guys have $44.5 million YouTube subscribers. We've got 1,998 total. So close. We're right on your tail. Yep. What advice would you give us to grow that up and over the 2,000 mark?
Hey, you got to start somewhere. I mean, one measuring stick, I guess, that we always used when we were first starting off kind of making our content is we wanted everything that we put out to be what we felt was gold, was really quality. We didn't want to rush anything, so we didn't commit to a launch schedule or anything like that for a long time because we wanted to make sure that, you know, what we were putting out, we were very, very proud of, and it was something that we enjoyed, and that was kind of like what we used. If we enjoyed it and we laughed and we thought it was funny and we thought it was quality content, then there would be other people out there that felt the same way. And that's kind of how we've measured our content all the way, you know, these last 10 years.
Well, thank you so much for the time, Tyler. You guys have a blast tonight. Welcome back home, and we will catch up with you on down the road, man.
Thanks, boys. Love you guys. See ya.
Love you more.
Love you hard. It is the great Tyler Toney, the whole Dude Perfect crew, doing the final show tonight out there in Allen. Really, really awesome.
I think they're top three largest YouTube subscriber bases on the planet. Or they're top 10 or something like that. Or top maybe number one in the U.S., number three in the world. It's unbelievable, the success. And they haven't changed.
No.
So humble, so nice, always giving back. Those dudes are exceptional human beings.
Really, really quality stuff.